say the words, but boy, it don't feel right. What do you expect me to say?
You know it's just a little too late.
You take my hand and you say you've changed, but boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me, because to you, it's just a game.
You know it's just a little too late.
So let me on down, 'cause time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on, I'm gonna say this now. Gave you everything, but it wasn't enough. And now you wanna communicate.
You know it's just a little too late.
Go find someone else. And letting you go, I'm loving myself. You got a problem, but don't come asking me for help, 'cause you know.
Are you?
I'm Emma. Who are you?
My name is Nina.
What is this?
It's our radio show.
On what?
WMFO in Medford.
It's 7:03:54 a.m. in the morning.
A.m. in the morning. That it is. No, you're not wrong.
What is our show called?
It's called Ladies in Clogs. You're wearing clogs today, right?
I'm wearing clogs today.
And spooky socks.
And spooky socks.
Fun fact about Emma, Halloween is your favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a good one.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you mention that?
I mentioned it this morning, that's why. Yeah. What song did we just hear?
We just heard a great song by JoJo. That song is called Too Little Too Late. Because the theme for this week, I'm going to go there, yeah?
Yeah.
Is late summer, and then parentheses. do I do that part?
Sure, yeah.
We can make it weird ourselves.
I was originally a little skeptical, because usually we do kind of weirder, more abstract themes, and I thought late summer just seemed too regular.
I was like, that's boring, and I was like, we can make it weird ourselves. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so that is in the title of our playlist, don't worry.
Yeah, we'll see how that manifests. I'm interested to see.
Yeah. Do you want to explain the too little, too late part?
Yeah, basically, that song is great, and I wanted everyone to hear it this morning. Also, in thinking about late summer, too little, too late. The word late is in the title, but then, and I don't know if this, like, makes things sort of sad, but, like, I feel like some of the, like, bittersweetness of the end of summer is feeling like things kind of slipped away and you're like, oh, I meant to do this. Like, we meant to go to the Strawberry Festival in Maine and then, like, we couldn't schedule it or whatever. Yeah. That was my fault. Or, like, I was too busy to do this. Or, like, I only went swimming 5 times and wanted to go swimming 18 times. That's my personal one. And it's like, is it too little, too late? Like, have we let this slip away?
I think that
we lost it.
Good thing about summer ending is that then autumn begins, and those are the best activities. Anyway.
That is true.
And that I think that happens every season. But the great part of the four seasons is that, like,
I love they cycle. Hotel. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh no, that wasn't funny.
But they cycle going. Back.
That's
and
true.
So next summer we'll like. I think it's hard to plan every single thing that you want to do in the summer, each summer, because that just, you don't have enough days. Summer isn't that long. But then you get one of those things every year.
That's true. You keep getting them. You get another chance.
Yeah. And we'll
very hopeful.
This is our first summer together, but we can have more summers together,
aww,
too.
That was beautiful. Yeah. I feel like also I at least, and I feel like I've talked to other people who have similar experiences, like we go into the summer with like very high expectations. Like I'm going to do like 1,800 things and like, it's going to be so great. I was talking to my friend the other day, and he was like, I was going to meditate, like, every morning this summer. And I was like, wow, bold. And he was like, I did it in 0 times. And I was like, cool. That resonates.
Yeah. I definitely had, like, this was going to be the summer of many different things for me, and I don't think I achieved any of the, like, summer of, like, high adventure, summer of...
Oh, I like that.
Like, summer of love, summer of this, summer of that. And I did do some adventures, but no ones that, like, really, like, adrenaline, like, amped up adventures, I don't think. More just, like, little nice ones, which are also good.
Also
but
nice,
also nothing,
but yeah.
Like, crazy and wild. I don't know, like, what the crazy and wild thing I wanted was, necessarily, but, you know, I just felt like those, like, epic summers where you're like, I did all these crazy things.
But, like, maybe those don't actually really happen.
Yeah, I think that sometimes people, like, say that they do, but then they don't really.
Or, like, spin it a little bit. Because you could definitely say some things that you've been, like, there's a way to tell, I mean, any story.
Yeah.
Where it sounds a little more like one thing or the other thing.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
Thing or another thing. Not that there's,
I think,
like,
some
only
people
two.
Are more, like, honest about it. And some people, like, spin it so that, like, oh, I did everything that was so fun.
You're like, yeah, I was just, like, running a lab and, like, whatever. Running a garden. Going on all these adventures. Like, taking trips to Maine. Basically.
Yeah. I did have a very lucky summer. I am grateful for it.
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah.
On that
speaking
note?
Of memories.
I'm excited.
Okay. Let's play.
Oh, I love when this happens.
Oh, I did that again.
This is
sorry.
A fun thing where you get a preview of what Emma's going to play. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready now.
Okay, great. Let's do this.
Take you under. I should be much stronger. I'm the only one melting in the rain. Back of the club again. In a race so salty, that's why I sing so softly. Holy wine over water, every other lick is a butter. Anyway, come back when streams open again. If I come back then, will I still be a friend? Maybe, only if you want me, I already told you. Holy wine over water, every sip is a butter. Minaret, come find me, I'm rolling off that soft key. She say, why you so unruly, darling? I'll never rule ya. Even though you see right through me, all I wanna do is hold you. These ones are so much more stronger, lasting all night longer. No rush, cause we are timeless. And I could be your one call me, my dog can get through. If you feel my heartbeat, you can hear my oceans. Anyway, come back when dreams open again. I'll still be a friend, you'll still be my other. Come give me cover, only if you want to, only if you need me. Minaret so salty, that's why I sing so softly. Hope you come find me, cause I'm lost at that last kiss. She said, why you so unruly, darling? I'll never rule you. Maybe changed and altered, can still hear the drums of the laughter. And it's all cause it's running through my head, yeah. I'll never understand it. You cause the time is of the island and squash that made me bold and turn back. Holy wine over water, every dip is a butter. I'm in a race so salty, and I'm lost off that last key. Don't you wait, come back when streams open again. If I come back then, will I still be a friend? Maybe, only if you want me. I already told you that all you want melting in the rain. Back of the club again. Make me wild with laughter. Make me wild with laughter. Make me wild with laughter. Now I'll come right after you. Yeah. Yeah, I'll come right after you. She said, how does it feel to be you? I said, it's alright. I really think I peaked in high school. She said, that is impossible, you are out of your mind. Cause we never hooked up in high school. Hey, yeah. We just need a night like, hey, yeah. We just need a night like this, yeah. Take me back to ninth grade. Take me back to ninth grade shit, yeah. Just like me, '80s films will hook up my backseat and then my best friend drive. Just like me, '80s films will hook up my backseat and then my best friend drive. She said, how would we end up in a parking lot in Smithtown? The morning's on its way to sunrise. She said, the island is long, but life is short in this town. I'm glad we got to redo the time. Hey, yeah. We just need a night like, hey, yeah. We just need a night like this, yeah. Take me back to ninth grade, yeah, yeah. Take me back to ninth grade shit, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And just like the 80s films, we'll hook up in my backseat and let my best friend drive. Retro, you're my breakfast club. You're my song from Cyndi Lauper. No more miss time. We fly by street signs. Let your hips rewind. Take me back into the future.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to Ladies and Clucks.
WMFO in Medford.
That's where we are currently.
What songs, Emma, did we hear?
First we heard Memory Taffeta by Palmistry.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that that said memories in
nice.
It.
Nice, nice, yeah.
Because upon reflection, there are a lot of little things that added up to a summer, for my summer. So nothing was like maybe super grand or adventurous, but you know, I think I had a I think I had a growing summer either way. So
nice.
All those memories pile up just like, oh, I get it, because like taffeta's is like really pretty fabric.
Oh, and like
really
layers.
And summery and layers up and everything.
Okay, yeah. I'm there. Ooh, I like that. Ooh,
that was just like top of my head kind of stuff.
You're killing it. You're really on fire.
So that's the first song. I also like the bounce beat.
In listening to these two songs, that was the realization. We were like, oh, it's the bounciness.
Yeah, because I listen to music while I walk with my like headphones in a lot, and I also bounce when I walk because I'm always late and I'm always just that's
the bounce is the key factor here.
Yeah, and so it helps me. It fuels that. So I'm just like listening to this like bouncy music. So if I was in an 80s film.
Nice. What was the next song?
The next song was called 80s Films by John Bellion. The reason I say that is because that's sort of always what I think my summer, like that's the highest expectations I have for summer. You know those 80s films where it's just like, it's a bunch of like, sort of like these high school like goons just like running around like having adventures and like doing all this fun stuff and then things work out and they like always fall in love and they always have everything like magically come together at the end because it's a movie. That's why like, that's what I always think is going to happen, and then when it doesn't, that's okay because that's not an 80s film. So
that's okay. I was thinking about when you were talking about the memory song, because you were like, summer has so many memories, and I was thinking that definitely does feel like summer specifically is a time that's like more full of memories than others, but I think that's maybe just because it's like such a like bounded time period. Like it really exists like as a separate like space and time.
That's true.
For many, especially like for people of our age where like we've had summer vacations from school, and like it comes around every year, and like it's a designated period of time where you're like supposed to do something else and like make memories.
Right, because it's like your one time of freedom.
Interesting.
I think sort of, if you don't think of school as freedom, I don't know. Depends.
I mean, like, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cool.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Want to play some tunes?
I do. Also, should I share the JoJo information that we learned?
Yeah, you really should.
We heard the JoJo song, and then Emma was like, what's JoJo's last name? Plot twist, JoJo has like 8 names.
Yeah.
Joanna Noelle Blagden JoJo Levesque. Anyway, she's only 25. I think actually maybe I knew that somewhere deep down and had forgotten it, but she's really young. She released her first albums when she was like a teenager.
Yeah, like I guess teenager. I was so young that she seemed old to me then, but she really wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was, yeah, partly like the image they were maybe trying to. But yeah. Anyway. Mm. So wow. Fun facts about JoJo. Moving on. Some songs.
Cool.
1, 2.
It's going.
4. Cherry picking, I was cherry picking dreams. I was cherry picking. Did you ever think of me? You were hot and heavy. It seemed for myself and only me. Yes, I am picking cherries. I have a hard time staying clean. Yes, I am picking cherries. I have a hard time staying clean. Yes, I am picking cherries. I have a hard time staying clean.
we're still here.
On the radio. That's what you're listening to.
I don't know if you just heard my shoulder pop or if people on the radio just heard my shoulder pop, but it really just, that was a loud pop that just happened.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I think that's why it was my shoulder.
For you.
I just in case there was like actually an audible snap.
It was
me.
Oh, wow.
Just my body.
I didn't hear it, but I'm glad it worked out.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, then sorry for sharing.
No, I'm glad to know that it worked out. What songs did we just hear?
We just heard two songs. The first song was Cherry Picking by Girlpool, which, okay, so for a variety of reasons. One, I've been listening to a lot of Girlpool this summer, especially recently as the summer winds down. It's been feeling appropriate. Also, one of my, like, we were talking about how you have big goals for the summer, like, you know, the vision for the summer. I know we've discussed this on the show before, but we're like, big t-shirts, whatever, like, leisure, summer fun. Oh, no, you look heartbroken. There's still time. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't want this to become just, like, a sad hour of regret.
That can be, like, early fall,
hour of celebration.
Too.
Yeah, September. That's all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. That was really the appeal of it for the summer vision also, was just that it would be such a, like, constant thing where it's, like, baseline, no pants.
Book your calendar for me, early September.
Big shirts and Emma. Great.
Yeah.
But anyway, similar to that in my vision for the summer was me also picking lots of berries and, like, doing cute, like, berry picking and then making pie and, like, making jam, etc. I, like, a little bit did. So this is one that, like, I could have done more of. Mm-hmm. But I did go berry picking one time. And that was really nice. With my friend Liliana, which was beautiful. And then we ate a lot of blueberries. And then my parents also really did the work for me, where they picked, like, a lot of blueberries and then gave me some, which is nice of them. Thank you, mother and father. And my mom made jam of it. So that also was helpful. And then I made a pie, which felt good. Anyway. We don't need to go into all of the details.
I like
But in thinking about summer and berry picking and everything. Also, the strawberries that I tried to grow in that box of dirt that I know I talked about a few weeks ago. There's, like, some slight signs of growth. Although...
That's so exciting.
We'll see. I think they know that it's the wrong time of year for them.
Maybe.
They were like, you're trying to pull one over on us, but we know it's August.
Yeah. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. It's, like, good that there's a little bit of growth, though.
I think it might happen. We'll see.
Cool.
Speaking of other berries, not cherries. None of those are cherries. The other song we heard was by Bellows, and that was See Bright, Be Fine, which I think I've played before, but also is a song that I really like and makes me think of the summer. Do you, like, listen to songs and, like, very specifically recall, like, times or places or images or, like, colors or something?
Yeah.
This song makes me think of driving in a car last summer. To Western Massachusetts.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Also, yeah. A few other. Anyway, I like that song. And I saw them this summer. That was another summer memory.
Oh, that's
wow. I'm frustrated with myself that I said that. but I did, and it was great. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Speaking of fruits that you can pick in the summer.
Nice.
I'm going to read a PSA called The Local Farmer's Market PSA. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmer's markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmer's Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Medford Square, right behind City Hall, with free parking in the lot between City Hall and the market. The Somerville Davis Square Farmer's Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Dan Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmer's market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local farmer's markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmer's markets in your area. This is a public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Do you have a favorite internet search engine? Just wondering. No pressure.
Yeah.
You do? Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't want to know details. Yeah, I was just curious if you had any sort of preference. Cool.
I do.
Cool.
I don't like saying that, but I do.
That's fair.
Do you?
I have definitely ones that I, like, would pick first, but, like, not actually for any reason. Like, I have the one that was, like, on my computer when I got my computer that I'm more now used to using, but it's not, like, I actually
have any, like, this
have
is my
any
favorite.
Emotional stake in it, I don't think. Okay. Although, who knows?
Yeah, you probably would if you had to switch.
I think I have emotional stake in everything.
Yeah.
We do, but maybe not. Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. Do you want to play
a song?
I'm
going to play a tune.
Yeah, here we go. Play a tune. It's this is a funny thing that's happening. We can, yeah.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you.
To the dark side, I wanna be yours. day. I just gotta know.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
We're here, WMFO in Medford, 7:37 in the morning on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yep.
All of those things are true. And thanks. It's August
9th.
Thank you. I realized that I couldn't back that statement up.
Yeah. I'm pretty
lost all track of time. We heard a couple songs.
We
just
did.
Now.
Tell me about them.
The first one was called Cold Water by Major Lazer, Justin Bieber,
honestly,
and
I liked
Mo.
That.
I don't know how to, it's like an O with a dash through it. So I just don't, I don't know like how to pronounce that.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I hope I described it well enough. And it's called Cold Water. And then the second song we heard was called Riptide by Vance Joy. And
a classic summer tune.
I've been not going into the water as much as I want, but last weekend I went to a beach called Crane Beach.
Up top.
Yeah. And there was cold water and also pretty strong current. Like, I was okay. It wasn't actually riptide. But that was sort of a very summery activity to me. I, like, got a little burnt. I, like, played some spike ball.
In your childhood in Maine, did you spend a lot of time in the beach in the summer?
Yeah, before
I... Or I guess, like, whale camp and stuff also. Probably there was water.
Before I had my house that I, like, lived in for most of my life, we rented a house that was on the beach. Well, we rented it. The thing is, though, is that, like, we rented it during the winter when that was, like, and a thing that we could do. But then, like, we had it for a little bit into the summer, and so I was, like, right by the beach for a little while. But that was a very brief time in my life.
Yeah.
And then we go to the beach a lot, too, because it's not that far from my house, because nothing in my town is that far from it.
So. Ugh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to come up to Maine and see it sometime.
Great.
Sounds good. Early September, that's when all the things... That's our late summer is, like, really just meaning, like, September to me now.
Oh, no, because it's totally August and September,
Yeah, so we have plenty of time.
That's a wild. That's true, actually. That feels good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I had, like, a very visceral reaction to hearing that song. I didn't anticipate it.
Oh.
No, I mean, like, in a fine way. I was just like, oh, my gosh, wow, like, a flow of memories. I don't know. Anyway, that song makes me think very much of... What did it come out in 2000?
Came out a 15, couple years ago.
Like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Two summers ago.
Yeah, two summers
ago. Not this last summer, but the summer before that.
Yeah, I think so.
Makes me think very much a lot of summer camp.
Oh.
That was once, like, there's always, like, one song for the summer that, like, everyone gets very attached to.
Yeah.
It was that one that year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A couple years before, it was that home song. I was talking about that with someone the other day.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm thinking of it. Anyway, all the, like, cheesy summer pop songs.
Those are the ones that I like.
Honestly,
obviously.
That's, like, they are cheesy and popular for a reason. Anyway, yeah.
Do you want to play some tunes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Remember that day I was your lifeguard, holding fast to your stuck out hand. I was coming to your rescue with soaked in sandy clothes, and you looked like hell, but I didn't notice 'cause no one else was around. You said I could care less, and I thought you did. I thought things will be fine when we find some dry land. I think we can. I think we already have come 1,000 miles a day. So I thought I was helping, I thought I was company, but you went on floating like you hadn't heard me. And our skin grew soft and waterlogged. So I yell, keep your head up and hold on to me here, and kick off those heavy shoes. Remember that day, I was your lifeguard, flat on my back, laughing and out of breath in the afternoon with you when no one else was around.
I was not ready the day you gave me your heart. I was still falling apart, but since that moment I can't stop hearing your name, wondering about you all. To make it better. Oh, to think that you
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the radio.
You're
welcome here. On it.
You are welcome here. We are here. Welcome.
I didn't really know what to say there, but killing I just went it. For it.
No, that was great. I loved that.
Talk about those tunes.
Two tunes. The first was by Devin Sproul. Sproule. There are a lot of vowels. That's called Last Summer's Lifeguard, which dovetails nicely with your water couplet there that just happened.
But we didn't. But is that
in sync? So in sync. We slept in the same room and ate the same breakfast this morning. So we're really on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a song that I like. It Last Summer's Lifeguard. That all felt like summery. Really, I don't know. Anyway, I just like it. I listened to a lot of Hard Summer as well. A lot of this was me being like, what was I listening to this summer?
That's awesome.
But also, like, none of that's, like, really new music, so that's, like, maybe not that exciting. But anyway, the Emily King, which was the next song we heard, the song Georgia by Emily King, is something that my friend Jules showed that to me at the very beginning of the summer, so I felt like it was there with me for the whole summer, and, like, now it's now, and that's, like, the amount of time I've been listening to that song. I like that song. Also, and it's, like, just bouncy enough. Emma was bouncing.
I
felt gratified. I was like, yes, I got one. But, yeah, two songs.
Nice.
Do you want to play some?
Yeah, I can do that. My songs are...
Why are you laughing?
Oh, just get ready.
Oh, I'm so ready. Oh my goodness.
Flex, time to impress. Come and climb in my bed. Don't be shy, do your thing. Sweet all of my head.
I want to flex with you, baby. I'm trying to change.
Hello. We're back.
Hi.
We're
so
back
soon.
On the radio.
We wanted to say a few words.
Yes, we did.
First of all, what song?
We just heard the song called, it was called All in My Head and then in parentheses Flex by Fifth Harmony and Fetty Wap.
I loved that.
And I just heard the song recently, but something that has been sort of a theme of my summer with a few different songs is not flexing. Understanding what the word flex means.
Oh, interesting. That wasn't where I thought it was going. I thought it was, yeah.
Oh, flexing with my strong muscles.
Because you're really strong.
I'm strong, yeah. I just wanted to throw that in there.
It was subtle. You worked it in.
I don't really know what that means, but I've heard it in other songs, like in a Drake song that I've been listening to a lot recently. The lyric is like, my old flex is my new flex.
And yeah, I don't know what that means.
I'm kind of confused. I wonder if it means like significant other or something.
This is so funny.
So that's pretty even my I summer of like no just confused, confusion.
You're just like, wait, but what does that mean?
But I don't know what that means here, but also I have been in my head a lot this summer thinking about things too. So there's been a lot of things that are all in my head, all up in there, all up in my head. So that song was maybe a little bit more of a stretch to this theme, but I also wanted
I
to
liked
play it
because
it was bouncy.
I'm
too.
Still bouncing. I liked that song.
And I feel like Fifth Harmony has been a little bit in our summer.
Oh,
like
Fifth Harmony
home.
Has been like very much in my summer.
So I feel like I could have,
that's very
like
true.
And same with Fetty Wap for me anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. So this has been our late summer playlist.
Yeah, because this is our last summer show, or at least for the next few weeks.
Yeah, because we're both going away to various
we're
locations.
We're both
going to
be gone for a little while.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit sad, but also glad that this happened. It was a great summer experience with you.
It was so like, I didn't think it was going to happen, but then we were just like, wait, we could do a summer
show. We could just do it.
So that's why you got us on the radio.
We done did it. Here we are.
Yeah, but we'll be back in the fall.
We will be back.
Also, I think that we can just start like until the schedule switches, we can just do this slot for a while longer.
So. Yeah, the schedule's not going to switch over for a little while. So we'll probably be back on Tuesday early mornings
in a couple
starting
weeks.
In September in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But this is we're maybe saying goodbye for August.
Yeah, I think we are.
Which is kind of wild.
So you'll just have to tune in a few weeks for our late summer experiences.
Yeah, or just like go back in the archives next, like start taking a trip back in time if you can't live without us. That's
whatever
I'm so obnoxious. Anyway. Thanks for anyone who listened. Thank you to Hannah who like actually did listen all the time.
Really?
That's very nice.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
They're gonna think the show was funny. So hi Hannah, I love you. I'm going to play one last song, unless you have more thoughts to share.
No, I don't. I just want to say thank you to you.
Oh, my goodness. This is too much.
Okay,
I love it. I love you. I'm sorry. One other thing I was going to say was that a secret bonus that I didn't necessarily anticipate was, like, I feel like I got to see some good early mornings this summer, partially because of this show. Just like a random thought that I'm having.
Yeah.
But I liked that. We would get up early and it was always silly.
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Cool.
Okay.
Play it too.
Anyway, this is like really song. This is a really song by Selena Gomez. It's called Sober. It's from her new album Revival, which I have been listening to a lot this summer.
I love that album.
Okay. This album, honestly, is so good. Everyone, you're welcome
everyone
for this song that's coming up.
Yeah. That's it. I was going to say we need to announce what the station is too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll get there.
I'm
really right. I was going to forget.
Keep going.
This song is good and this album there was one night much earlier this summer where I listened to this album like three consecutive times. Just like end to end and danced in my kitchen for like hours.
Wow.
It was fun.
I'm sad
I was
that
alone.
I wasn't there.
Anyway.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so this is that song. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
It is 7:56:56
a.m. Oh, nice.
Yes.
Up top.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to do it. I'm going to stop talking because that's just another theme. It's just I should talk less.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.